Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Kathleen Edgerly. She is the Communications and Marketing Manager for downtownlansing.org. How are you, Kathleen?
I'm doing well, Tony. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. And when we talk, for folks who don't know what Downtown Lansing does, tell us.
Downtown Lansing, Inc., we do a lot of different things for basically the principal shopping district downtown. And we help promote all the businesses down there. We work on the beautification, getting more businesses down there, and just keeping Downtown Lansing as a vibrant place that more and more people just want to come to if they don't already.
All right, get us geared up. What's going to be happening on Black Friday in Downtown Lansing?
What's happening on Black Friday? Any businesses that have retail will be open early. I'm sure there will be some of our restaurants and coffee places that have different specials to get people prepared to go out for a full day of shopping, just to make people more comfortable with going to the places that are downtown,
you know,
or around the other greater Lansing area.
You know, Kathleen, we hear a lot about folks going to malls, but are people going downtown Lansing to shop?
Some people do, yep. I mean, there's not a ton of retail down there, but we're working to get more, and there are great places that have been down there. The Wisconsin celebrated their 146th anniversary down there. It was amazing. So there are definitely places down there to shop, and many different places. A lot of people just think about some of the nightlife, but there's places that are open all day and early in the morning, that you can enjoy a variety of activities downtown.
All right, let's talk about the Downtown Lansing Food Fight Against Hunger. Now, when I saw the food fight, I was thinking, how cool would that be to have an event where we could all go downtown and have a food fight and actually do some good? But it's not about that, is it?
No, we are collecting food donations for the Mid-Michigan and Greater Lansing Food Bank. And there will be a truck out on Tuesday, November 29th, parked in front of the Capitol. We're signing up teams where people can compete as individuals. They want to take part in the competition to donate the greatest percentage of weight of food based on their team or individual size. And then we will, of course, donate that to the food banks for those who need a little extra help with the food during the holiday season.
Now, if people want to sign up for this, where can they go?
They can go ahead and contact me at cedgerly at downtownlansing.org or visit our website, downtownlansing.org.
All right, and Kathleen, before I let you go, are the nightclubs and restaurants downtown gearing up for New Year's Eve? Can we find out about those types of activities already?
Yes, you can find out about a variety of activities that are going on. All of the different bars and restaurants are sending us their specials, and we post those as soon as we get them on our social media sites, Facebook or Twitter, as well as on our website. I know the Radisson Capital City Grill has a whole New Year's buffet with champagne and lots of different specials going on there. So just stay tuned to our website and our social media sites, and you'll see a whole variety of packages going on for New Year's.
Kathleen Edgerly is the Communications and Marketing Manager for Downtown Lansing, Inc. Kathleen, thanks so much. You do great work. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.